Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Russia has created an international crisis by amassing 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders. It is Russia that has prepared internal sabotage, destabilization, and false flag options for Ukraine, declared Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland in a recent press conference. And it is Russia that has spewed disinformation and lies about Ukraine, about the United States, and about NATO to justify its own actions. The United States has responded to these provocations with a series of diplomatic talks. Diplomacy, said Undersecretary Nuland, is the best option to restore stability and security for Ukraine, for Europe, and for Russia itself. In the strategic stability dialogue with Russia, the U.S. has demonstrated its commitment to diplomacy by putting preliminary ideas on the table, including with regard to military transparency, risk reduction measures, and exercises, said Undersecretary Nuland.
We've also made clear that genuine progress can only take place in a climate of de-escalation, not escalation, and on the basis of true reciprocity. That requires Russia to stay at the table and take concrete steps to reduce tensions.
Russia now has a stark choice to make, whether to take the path of diplomacy and dialogue or instead seek confrontation and the massive consequences that that will bring, said Secretary Nuland.
If the Russian government further invades Ukraine, further destabilizes Ukraine, we are ready and aligned with our allies and our partners to impose severe costs. We will respond with massive economic measures, including those that have not been used before, and will inflict very significant costs on Russia's economy and its financial system.
But let me emphasize again, our preference is diplomacy, said Undersecretary Nuland. This approach has garnered results in the past. We've negotiated multiple instruments that have formed the bedrock of peace and security, including the Helsinki Accords, the INF Treaty, and other arms control agreements. Diplomacy, in full consultation and coordination with our allies and with every country whose interests were affected, is the way forward, said Secretary Nuland. This is what needs to happen now.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.